ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवेनामुपमश्रवस्तमं सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा द्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 दिस द ऑर्डर विच वी सेड नो वी सेड दक्षिणामूर्ति मंत्र फर्स्ट से ब्रह्मानंदम शशव दक्षिणामूर्ति ఆదిగురు దెన్ దక్షిణామూర్తి బీజమంత్ర దెన్ ఐ సెడ్ సదాశివ సమారంభం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమం దెన్ శృతి స్మృతి పురాణానం విచ్ యు నో ఓకే అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఐ సెడ్ శృతి స్మృతి పురాణానం ఆలయం కరుణాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాద శంకరం లోక శంకరం ఆఫ్టర్వర్డ్స్ శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం బాదరాయణ ఇస్ వ్యాస యు నో దట్ వర్స్ தெரியுமா அந்த பஸ் தெரியாதா ஸ்மால் பஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஒன் லைன் தான் ஆர்டர் சோ வி ஸ்டார்ட் வித் தட் கணபதி மந்திரா ஸ்மால் மந்திரா தென் வி வில் சே பிரம்மானந்தம் தென் வி வில் சே தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி பீஜ மந்திரா தென் வி வில் சே ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி தென் வில் சே சோ வி ஹாவ் ஆல் தி ஆச்சாரிய சத் தாட் ஆஃப் குரு பரம்பரா த சுவாமி ஜோசஃப் தாட் ஆஃப் So, all the Mahatmas are thought of. Shankaram Shankaracharyam. Say no. Shankaram Shankaracharyam. Keshavam Badarayanam. Keshavam Badarayanam. Sutra Bhashya Kritau Vande. భగవంతౌ పునః పునః భగవంతౌ పునః పునః ఈ సూత్ర భాష్య కృతౌ శంకర రోట్ భాష్యం అండ్ వ్యాస రోట్ సూత్రాని అఫారిసమ్స్ దెఫర్ సూత్ర భాష్య కృతౌ సూత్రంగళయం భాష్యత్యం సేద ఇరువరుకుం ఓకే సల్యూటేషన్స్ అన్ టు దీస్ బోత్ వ్యాస హూస్ నారాయణ హింసెల్ఫ్ and Shankara, who is Lord Shiva himself, unto them, salutations, who had written Sutram and Bhashya. That is the meaning. Sutra Bhashya Kritau Vande Bhagavantau Punav Punaha. Now, tradition, Guru is also looked upon as Bhagavan. Therefore, Sutra Bhagavantau Punav Punaha. They become altars for Bhagavan for us. Then now we'll chant. This is the order. Okay, I want you to keep this. So what we chant first every day regularly, it doesn't take very long. Then we can do Atara Sirsha and Medha Suktam, Durga Suktam. Then we'll start the class. So we are doing now the first section of the second part of the Mundaka Upanishad. సో ద్వితీయ ముండకే ప్రథమ ఖండః ఇజంట్ ఇట్ వి ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఇన్ సెకండ్ ముండక వి ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ది ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ అండ్ దేర్ వి సా ది ఫస్ట్ టూ మంత్రాస్ ఇన్ దీస్ టూ ఫస్ట్ టూ మంత్రాస్ స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ది రియాలిటీ మోర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ వాట్ స్వరూపం టుడే అగైన్ Swarupam of the reality. In a first mantra, Swarupam of the reality is given. And second mantra, how Brahman is the cause of the universe is said. I mean, both become what? One, first mantra becomes a Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman. Second mantra is a Tatastha Lakshanam of the Brahman. And later on, the Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman, again is explained, all other rest of the verses, mantras, from 2nd, 3rd to 9th. So, when you say Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman is presented in those mantras, what does it mean? The Srishti Prakriya is used. The Prakaranam or prakriya, the method of unfoldment used is what? Srishti prakriya. Or I can say karana karya prakriya. Whenever Srishti prakriya is introduced or used, we have to know Brahman, Nirguna Brahman is not discussed, Saguna Brahman is discussed. Saguna Brahman is what? If you say just the reality, it is Nirgunam Brahma. But you say Nirgunam Brahma with Maya Shakti when you say Sagunam Brahma. Nirgunam Brahma always has, I mean, Shakti, isn't it? Maya Shakti means what? The power, isn't it? The power, creative power. So, is what said to be Sagunam Brahma. Or you can say Saguna Ishwaraha. Sagunam Brahma or Saguna Ishwaraha or Ishwaraha. So, here, and then we say, from that Ishwara, Saguna Ishwaraha or Sagunam Brahma, with one who is endowed with this Maya Shakti, the creative power, alone, all this has come into being. That is the way it is presented. Way it is presented. Everything has come into existence from that Brahman. What all has come into existence from Brahman, that varies from Upanishad to Upanishad. it said everything has come into being from that Brahman alone. Aksharat parataha purushat, isn't it? Now from that Purusha alone, who is Purusha here? Sagunam Brahma, Saguna Ishwaraha. Who is Saguna Ishwaraha? No, Brahman with the Maya Shakti, the creative power. That means what? Brahman is both a material cause and the efficient cause. Brahman, you see now, both the causes, the efficient and the material cause of the universe is Brahman, who is that which is endowed with his creative power, Maya Shakti. From that Brahman alone, the whole Jagat has come into being. Means what? The knowledge has come into being from that Brahman. And thereafter, all that is here also has come into being from that Brahman alone. Supanishad is his own way of presenting. We saw how, you know, even, and then we saw the whole, everything has come into being from that Brahman means what? The Upanishad is not really interested in showing the source of the creation. Upanishad is interested in making us understand whatever is here as part of the Jagat. This Jagat is non-separate from Brahman. What does Upanishad want to, you know, drive home here is, this Jagat is non-separate from Brahman. This universe is non-separate from Ishvara. Saguna Ishvara or Brahman, isn't it? In fact, the universe is Brahman. This universe is Sagunam Brahma. Isn't it clear now? This is what Upanishad is aiming at. Therefore, what it says, to make understand this, it says, from that Brahman, everything has come into being. Yes, it presents. So, you're going to see that now. So, we saw last week, we saw till what? Which mantra? First we saw the subtle universe, Sukshma Prapanchaha, has come into being from Brahman. What is Sukshma Prapanchaha? You can understand, no? All the minds, all the sense powers, all the powers of organs of actions, all the physiological functions, all, total, okay, of varieties of beings, all of them, entire Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha, the entire subtle universe also now has come into being from that Brahman. That's called Hiranya Garbha Srishtihi, or you can say, no, Sukshma Prapancha Srishti. Thereafter he said, not only that Sukshma Prapancha, all the elements, first he said subtle elements, and the Sukshma Prapancha has come into being. Then it also said this Virat, the entire Sthula Prapanchaha, all that is here perceptible through senses, all the entire gross universe also has come into being from that Brahman. So Sthula Prapancha Srishtihi or Virat Srishtihi, isn't it? Virat. Sthula Prapancha is what? In fact, Virat we say. And so that, not only all the Virat is Brahman, the entire Sthula Prapancha is Brahman, even the innermost self of all these beings also is what? Brahman.
Isn't it? So if we saw that. Thereafter, knowledge of how to do karma has come into being from Brahman. How to do karma? The know-how of karma, isn't it? How to do a ritual, mundane activity or religious activity, Vaidikam karma or Laukikam karma, how to do, knowledge of how to do has come into being from Brahman. Then, the karma sadhanani, all that you need to perform rituals, the knowledge of what all you need to perform rituals, that all has come into being from Brahman. And the means of all the upakarana, sadhanani, the means of performing rituals and actions, they also come into being from Brahman. All the knowledge of how to perform ritual has come into being from Brahman. Then karma phalam also, what now? Karma phalam also has come into being from Brahman. So karma sadhanam, karma, karma phalam. Is it clear now? All of them have come into being from Brahman alone. They're not only the devatas to whom all these rich offerings are offered, they also have come into being from Brahman. That we saw, the Narishyaha. Then what about the Shraddha you have, one has to have in the words of Shastram in order to follow what the Veda says, also has come into being from where? Same Brahman. And the Brahmacharyam, the lifestyle, the culture, the discipline that is enjoined along with the study of the Veda has also come into being from where? From that Brahman only. Brahmacharyam, tapaha, shraddha, karma, karma sadhanam, karma phalam, all of them have come into being from that Brahman only. Not only that, even all the sadhyaha, the devata, celestial beings, sadhyaha, manushyaha, all the human beings, and also pashavaha, all the animals of various species, and also pashavaha, vayamsi, vayas means kakaha. Vayas means what? In Sanskrit, vayas means ayus also, age also, vayas. No, in Tamil we say vayas, isn't it? So here, ayuhu like that here, vayas means crow. Vayamsi means what? Crows, kakaha. Kakaha, kakaha. Sanskrit also had slowly remained, you know. Vayas, say no?
Vayas.
Kakaha.
Kakaha.
Vayas ityukte.
Vayas ityukte
kakaha. Ityukte nana? Enral. Okay? Vayas ityukte kakaha. Say no?
Vayas ityukte kakaha.
Vayamsi.
Vayamsi.
Ityukte.
Ityukte.
Kakaha. Crows. Daiva. So, vayamsi literally means crows. So, here you can say all the birds. It stands for all the birds, all other, crawling, flying, all other beings also, all the insects, worms, everything. So, vayamsi, all of them have come into being from where? Brahman only. Now, why kaka is mentioned here in India, on Saddam day when we offer food? You know that? We always believe crow comes and takes, means the person is gone, he comes no more, crow and eats it. You know that? It is just, we feed crows. And crow is looked upon as a Shani Vahanam. You know Shaneshchara? Shaneshchara, one who moves slowly for takes 2.5 years to go from one place to another place. Okay, 2.5 years. That is called Shaneshcharaha. Mandagami, that's the meaning. Mandagami, okay, slow mover. And Shani has a Vahanam, this crow. And people are very, very scared of Shani, okay? When they go through very tough times, they go and pray to Shani and then they feed crows. Shani will be pleased if you feed crows. I look for a crow sometimes here. Except crow, everything comes here. Yeah, there's one crow sitting there.
Crows, yes.
One crow is sitting today. Now, why I'm saying here? Now, because that's why, mainly because all the offerings are given to crows also. The way only crow is mentioned here. Actually, all other birds also anyway. So, vayamsi, all the devatas, now all of them have come into being from that Brahman, vayamsi. Not only that, suppose for when you perform rituals, devata karma, karma sadhanam, karma phalam, and also the devatas, and also what happened now, the crows, etc. Then, vrihi eva, the food,
Now you offer us oblations, they also have come into being from that Brahman. So all the food in general, for all the survival of all the beings, they all have come into being from Brahman. Then all the rules and regulations, stipulations, go with performance of rituals, have come into being from Brahman. Then he says, we'll do the next mantra now, 8th mantra. See here, the 8th mantra, the perception of sense objects is likened to a performance of ritual. Perception of sense objects is likened to a performance of ritual. How it is a ritual, we'll see here. Any ritual involves what? Ritual means what? There must be Agni Kunda. There must be a fireplace. In performing a Vedic ritual, we always have something called Agni Kundam, where we kindle fire. Thereafter, what do? We offer oblations into that fire. Isn't it? So Agni Kundam must be there. There must be fire kindled. There must be flames. And there must be oblations. And oblations must be offered into the fire. So here also, this perception of sense objects is likened to an Agni, the fire ritual. That means what? All these have come into being from Brahman. The perception, even the perception is a function, isn't it? Perception has come into being from Brahman. The objects of perception also have come into being from Brahman. And all the means of perception, the means of knowledge, the sense powers have come into being from Brahman. And the sense powers are located in our physical body, no? And the physical parts, they also come into being from Brahman. So here we say, look at this. We say two eyes, we say, the seeing power is the same in both the eyes. The same in what? The seeing power is there in eyes. And here the power is called Indriyam. The Shakti is called Indriyam. Indriyam means subtle, very, very subtle. Very subtle means what? Imperceptible is Sukshma. What is Indriyam is Sukshmam. Indriyam is equal to Shakti, power. That is Sukshmam, subtle. Subtle means it is imperceptible. Seeing power we have. But this eye, actually with the eyelids, the eyeball, this, you know, the white background, everything is what now? It is all called Golakam. Say no?
Golakam.
This separation is not in any other language. I don't know whether you have it. Isn't it? This sense organ, when you say, the sense power is where now placed, located where? In a given Golakam. Isn't it? Golakam, that's why some people may have Golakam. But they may not have power. Suppose if you see the dead body, there's a Golakam. What is not this? Indriyam. Isn't it? Golakam, Indriyam. That's separate. Similarly, the hearing power which is Sukshmam. Sukshma Shaktihi, Sukshmam Indriyam. The hearing power is there. And these two, ear lobes, drums, etc. is what now? Ear drum, etc. In fact, the Golakam. The ear is the Golakam, wherein there is a Gindriyam, power of hearing. Eyes are the two Golakas, wherein we have power of seeing the Indriyam. Similarly, here we say, now the two nostrils we have. Isn't it? And then, but still the nose is here. And the nose is the Golakam, the power of smelling is what now? Indriyam. Tongue is the Golakam and the power of taste is what? Indriyam. Isn't it here? So like this, Golakas are said to be Agni Kundas. Golakas said to be what now? All these physical parts where the subtle powers are located, they are said to be the Agni Kundas. And the sense powers are likened to what now are the flames of fire. Isn't it? And the objects of perception are what now? Oblations. Like, no, it's a Upanishad person's in a poetic form, that's all. It's a No, it presents like what? Like the oblations. They are offered. And who is the devata here unto whom all these objects are offered? Sent to mind. Mind is the devata. You know that? Who gets the information? Isn't it? Mind is the devata who gets all the information, and all the objects are what? Perception or oblations. And flame is the sense powers. Agnikundas are the golakas. Golakani. Golakani agnikundaha. Understand now? Fireplace. And therefore, all of them have come into being from Brahman. That's what it says. Okay. Sapta pranaha.
Sapta pranaha.
Prabhavanti.
Prabhavanti.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
See, sapta pranaha prabhavanti tasmat. Sapta pranaha. Sapta pranaha means what here? Sapta means seven. Number seven, you know that. Seven. Here, pranaha does not mean our usually we mean by the word prana. Here, prana, Swamiji has given the word apertures, you know. Actually, the pranaha, actually the golakam is called, pranaha here means golakam, the physical part. Okay, sapta pranaha prabhavanti tasmat, there are only five. But we say seven because why? We say seven? Because two eyes and two ears. Isn't it? Two golakams, two ears. Actually only five senses. Five only we have to say. Five sense powers are in seven apertures. No? Why we say seven? Because two eyes and two ears. Isn't it? We have two. There was totally seven. We say seven, but there were basically only five. Then, tasmat prabhavanti. Prabhavanti means what? Tondrihindrana. Prabhavanti, they come into existence. They are born. From where? From that Brahman. Which Brahman? From that Sagunam Brahma. From that Brahman with Maya Shakti. Saguna Ishwaraha alone. From that Purusha alone. Saguna Ishwaraha alone. Sagunam Brahma alone. All these have come into being. What has come into being? Sapta pranaha. All these golakams. Okay. Then he is sapta archishaha.
Sapta archishaha.
Sapta archishaha.
Sapta archishaha.
See, archish means, you have to say archish. Actually, archish literally means, the sun is called archishman. You know that? Archish is a shakarantaha shabdaha, isn't it? Archish means a flame, a ray of light. Ray of light is also called archish. Flame also is called archish. And sun is called archishman. Know that? Ray of light, but here it means flame. So, archishaha, plural. Seven, okay? Sapta archishaha. Why sapta archishaha? Seven flames? Because every golakam, every agnikunda, there is a flame. What is the flame here? The powers, subtle powers. Then, samidaha.
Samidaha.
Sapta.
Sapta.
Then, what is samidaha? So, sapta archishaha, the all subtle powers of perception. Samidh means what? Samidh means, they, in fact, oblation. Oblation offered into the fire is called samidh. And here, the oblations offered into the flames, the fires, flames of subtle powers of Agnikunda, of these golakas, are what? Objects of knowledge. The form, color, light, sound, smell, taste, touch, these are five objects of knowledge are what? Samidaha, oblations. They also have come into being from where? From what? From that Brahman, tasmat. Tasmat means from that Brahman alone. From that Brahman alone, all these have come into being. Then, saptahomaha. Sapta homaha. There are seven
Now Homaha, the seven rituals performed, seven fire rituals performed means what? Sapta Homaha. Constantly objects are perceived, means what? Objects are offered into the flame of Indriyam. Immediately what happened now? Now it goes to the mind, Devata receives it. Like constantly, the constant perception of sense objects through sense powers, which are in the Golakas, and thereby the information, the data received by the mind becomes what now? This is looked upon as the Homaha. Isn't it? Homaha. So, Sapta Homaha. Generally, what he says is all these objects of perception, objects, the means of perception, and the perception, all of them constantly which take place, all of them have come into being from that Brahman alone. Then, Sapta Ime Lokaha.
Sapta Ime Lokaha.
Sapta Ime Lokaha.
Sapta Ime Lokaha.
So, Ime Lokaha, Sapta Ime Lokaha, Yeshu Charanti Pranaha. So, Ime Lokaha means what? The same Golakas, Ime Lokaha, these Golakas, wherein constantly these sense powers exist. Okay, in waking state, all the sense powers exist where now these are said to be the Lokas where they move around. The sense powers, Charanti, where do the sense powers move about? The seeing power moves around where? Moves about where? Only in the Golakam, isn't it? So these seven pranas, the seven Golakas, wherein the seven flames of this perception, they move about, said to be Ime Lokaha. Lokaha, Yeshu Charanti Pranaha, wherein these flames move about, Golakaha, Guhashayaha.
Guhashayaha.
Nihitaha.
Nihitaha.
Sapta
Sapta.
Okay. These, what he says, look at this. Ime Lokaha means what? These Lokas. Here, in this verse, word Lokaha means Golakam. We understand the word Lokaha here means Golakam. What is Golakam? The physical part wherein the subtle power exists. Isn't it? So, Ime Lokaha Sapta. There are the seven Golakas, seven apertures, seven physical parts wherein these pranaha, these flames move about. Flames mean what? The subtle powers of perception, subtle indriyani move about in the seven Golakas. So, pranaha, subtle powers move about in the seven Golakas. Then what happened now? In the night, in deep sleep state, the night or day, when we fall asleep, okay, when we fall asleep, what happened to this subtle powers? They all remain resolved. Where? In the mind. Isn't it? Therefore, Guha Shayaha. Guha Ashayaha. Guha means cave. Here, what is the cave here? Just as any cave is dark, intellect also is dark with ignorance. Isn't it? That is why it is said to be what? Buddhi Guha or Mano Guha. The cave of mind, which is dark with ignorance, is said to be likened to what? Cave. Guha Ashayaha. Where do they go and rest? Ashayaha means a place where you go and rest. Okay, where you resolve. It's called Guhashayaha. Understand now? Guhashayaha. In deep sleep state, all the subtle power, then no perception takes place. It means what? There's no yajna takes place, no fire ritual takes place. Isn't it? Fire ritual comes to an end. It starts in the morning, and when you fall asleep, when night, day or night, when you fall asleep, what? Ritual comes to an end. Yajna mudinjirudhu. what happened? All the flames get put off. That means what? All the flames, the subtle powers of perception, they resolve in the mind. Guhashayaha. Then guhashayaha means what? Nihitaha. Into, isn't it? Guhashayaha, they remain resolved in the mind, in the cave of mind. Therefore what? Nihitaha sapta sapta. Sapta sapta means what? Sapta sapta, when it says twice, mean every, okay? In every being, there are these seven golakas and seven, we can say, the powers of perception, and they're located, and constantly this perception takes place, which is like a yajna. And in deep sleep state, all these sense powers resolve. That is what it says. The idea is, it presents the function of perception now as likening to a ritual, performance of ritual. Really speaking, what it wants to say is, all of them have come into being from that Brahman alone. And we should know, suppose once you perform the fire ritual, now there must be one devata who, suppose you offer ritual, there is Agni Kundam, there is Agnihi, and you offer oblations. Okay? Offer oblations. Now you know what is Agni Kundam here, like into. And what is sense perception, you know. What is object of knowledge also is a object, no, the oblations. Oblations offered means you should go to Devata. We say, no, Agni Eswaha, Vayav Eswaha. When you say, who is the Devata, who is the presiding deity invoked here, when you offer oblations? All the oblations offered means mind is the Devata. When the mind receives all the oblations, then what is the outcome? Always karma should produce a phalam. Jnanam is the phalam. There is light. Look at this. Now we see there is seeing power, there is Agni Kunda, and as light is the oblation, you perceive, perception is the offering of oblations into the fire, then mind receives the, understand now, mind is the devata who receives this information. Then what is the phalam? What the karma phalam? Yajna phalam is what?
Sure.
Knowledge. What knowledge? There is light is what? That knowledge which takes place in the mind is what? Yajna phalam. It's beautiful. Now, Upanishad presents this way. There is sound. The knowledge which takes place in the mind through perception, understanding which takes place in the mind through perception, sometimes wrong understanding, misunderstanding takes place through perception, wrong perception. That's a what? Isn't it? Any perception, there is understanding. There's some conclusions. There's a concluded conclusion. There is light. Is what now? Knowledge. That is what? Conclusion. Arrived at through what? Arrived at through perception. Isn't it? That's what is now. That is, in fact, the phalam, yajna phalam. Therefore, he says is, this, the means of performance of rituals and the know-how of performance of rituals and objects of, you know, the fuel required for the sadhana required for performing rituals and the know-how rituals, the fruit of rituals, the devatas, understand now, all of them have come into being from Brahman alone. It's also indicated indirectly. Now we'll go to the next mantra. Ataha. See, we do not give much, very, very serious importance to these mantras. And then, see, Upanishad says, all these have come into being from Brahman alone. Upanishad says, I had to by heart this, all these mantras, Sapta Pranaha, like that. We don't do that. We just understand. In 10 mantras, okay, Upanishad presents beautifully, all that is here have come into being from Brahman. That's all. And what is it? What is the aim of presenting, saying that all these have come into being from Brahman? Not to make us understand the source of everything, but that the whole cosmos, all that has come into being, is non-separate from Brahman. Everything being non-separate from Brahman is the actual thing which has to be understood. So the word says God is sitting elsewhere. Okay. Ataha samudraha girayascha sarve. Ataha. Ataha means what again? Same ataha. From this Brahman alone, etasmat brahmanaha, from this Atma, which is Brahman, and from that Brahman, from this Brahman, from this Atma, which is Brahman, who is no Sagunam Brahma, Saguna Ishwaraha with Maya Shakti alone, he says, Samudraha, all the oceans around. Now you can imagine that we need not go and see all the oceans, okay? That's why all the oceans, wherever they are, I haven't been to the Caribbean, okay, but still I can, sitting here, I don't need to go and see that. No, all the samudraha, all the oceans, samudraha, sees girayascha sarve, girihi is singular, girayaha is what? Plural. Harihi, harayaha, like girihi, girayaha. All the, that is part one. So, girayaha, all these, you can take this afterwards. Okay. Girayaha, all the mountains, okay, girayaha sarve, all the mountains, hills, no, even the, we can say giraya, girihi also stands for parvataha also. All the big mountains, hills, etc., all of them, sarve, all of them, then, sindha have come into being from that Brahman. Later on, asmat, syandante, sindhavaha, sarvarupaha. So, sarvarupaha sindhavaha. Sindhuhu means ocean. Because already the word samudraha has been used, we have to take sindhu as river here. Sindhu means ocean, sindhu also means river. So, because samudraha have already been mentioned, you know, sindhu we have to say now what now? All the rivers. Sarva rupaha means what? There are many forms of rivers, you know, small rivers, streams and reservoirs and no, we have to include all forms of flow of water, isn't it? Sarvarupaha sindhavaha, rivers and streams and all that. Look at you, our Thames also has come here. Okay? Thames has come here. It is included here. To make England Brahma. Brahma, what is that now? Sindhavaha. You have to see something from here, no? Sindhavaha. Sarvarupaha sindhavaha. Asmat syandante. They flow from where? They all flow from Brahman only. All the rivers, all forms of, you know, flow of waters, you know, all the oceans, all the seas and all the mountains, all of them have come into being from the Brahman. Ataha, atascha, say no?
Atascha.
Sarvaha.
Sarvaha.
Oshadhayaha.
Oshadhayaha.
Very beautiful here. Sarvaha oshadhayaha. Oshadhihi means one herb. Oshadhayaha, all forms of herbs. Now, it means what? Entire kingdom of, you know, vegetation. We can say all these plants, all the plants, you can say trees and bushes and, you know, creepers, all the vegetation, entire, all the herbs, etc. Oshadhayaha. Then, rasaha cha. No, rasaha means what? Rasascha. Rasascha means what? Rasaha cha. And also the nutrients. Nutrients means what? The nutritious, no, stuff. Nutrients means what? The capacity to sustain all the beings. What is it which sustains all the beings here? The sustaining capacity is what? In the plants. The nutrients, isn't it? Therefore, rasaha, the food essence, Rasanaman, the food essence, the nutrients, the capacity to sustain all the living beings, it's where? Rasaha, isn't it? Rasaha, Oshadayaha, and all of them have come into being from that Brahman. Then he says, last one, Yena.
Yena.
Yeshaha.